You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Frankie Barnhill. Back in April, we talked to Idaho State University professor Alex Bollinger and two of his honor students, Ashley French and Sophia Perry, about the ultimate group project for college students. Together with a couple other students, they wrote a book called Images of America, Idaho and World War II. Since most students seem to dread group projects, we started by asking Alex why in the world he'd assign a group project of that magnitude to college students.
Well, so many years ago, this is actually the fourth time that we've done a book, the fourth different class. And much as you mentioned in the intro, I study groups and teams, and I've always wanted to teach a class where it would give students the kind of real world experience with something that was meaningful, not only within sort of a within class project, but also something that the public could use, that it could be something that would be of value even long after they graduate. And I've never found an opportunity that creates the same sort of dynamics in a way that they would experience in the real world as this particular project.
Yeah, that's really true. So Sophia and Ashley, this class asked you to write a book together in the span of one semester, as I mentioned, and you actually have to apply for this class. So, I mean, it's not like you accidentally signed up and then found out that your group project is a book. So why did you decide to take the class?
My boss, so I work as a career path intern for the College of Business in the Student Services Suite, and my boss had taken this class previously, so she recommended that I take it. And I am also, on top of being a management and marketing major, I am a professional writing minor, and I really enjoy writing. So it was perfect class for me to take.
And for me, I was told about the class from the University Honors Program, and I'm a healthcare administration major, and I'm planning on doing stuff with in assisted living and more geriatrics. Mm. And so learning more about history and the topic of the book of being World War II was just right up the alley for me and for where I wanted to go.
So before we get into the actual book, I mean, Professor, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, I mean, the fact that you research teamwork and groups, which I think that's really fascinating because, you know, I mean, you're right. Once you get into the professional world, you whether you like it or not, there is a ton of teamwork. I mean, whether you're doing, you know, actual work together, you have to manage relationships, right? I mean, to have a good working experience, you may have a project together. So is it, you know, teaching these skills important? I mean, before you get thrown out into the working world and you really have to deal with this.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, relationships are so central to all work now. I think the estimate is by the end of this decade, 80% of all work will be in services, for example. And so service work is all about collaborating, whether it's within your organization or with customers. And so you're right to be able to practice those skills, and they're not black and white. They're like you mentioned, relational skills and the ability to manage conflict, to communicate in ways that people can take your feedback and accept it and change. Those are such subtle skills, and they're really the kinds of things that you have to learn through practice.
So I do want to get into the actual book itself, because the book is titled Images of America, Idaho in World War II. And my understanding is that the book is centered around historical photos. So Sophia or Ashley, can one of you kind of talk about that?
Yeah, I'll go. This is Sophia. So basically, Alex laid a lot of the groundwork for us when we signed up for the class. He had submitted a proposal over the summer with the idea of doing the topic of World War II. So when we came to school at the end of August, it was basically our job to collect these photos. And that was actually the hardest part. You'd think that writing the book would be the hardest part, but it for me at least, it was finding the pictures. So we had to reach out to the Idaho State Archives. There was an archive we talked to in North Idaho. We talked to a lot of libraries, and still, we weren't able to get all the photos we wanted based on rights and permissions and everything, but it was very challenging to get all those pictures.
And then Ashley, what was it like to find things out about Idaho and our role during World War II? And also, is there some piece of history that stuck out to you, you know, in your research that went into the book that you were like, oh, I had no idea that you know, Idaho would have been associated with this aspect of the war effort?
Oh yes, definitely. There was so many times that I just got totally surprised by the amazing impact that Idaho had in World War II. I specifically did a lot with Northern Idaho and did a lot of research in the Farragut Naval Training Center and a lot of the stuff that was done there. And it was one of the biggest Navy training centers, which is crazy when you think about we are a landlocked state, and we had one of the biggest naval training centers, and a lot of submarine development was done there, and they even still have stuff that is being done there in North Idaho now. So there's so much that Idaho contributed, and that being one of them, and there's just so much. I was surprised and honestly so grateful and found a lot of pride in being an Idahoan as I learned more and more about our impact in World War II.
So for both of you, how was the group project, the experience?
I'll go first again. This is Sophia. It was the best group project I have ever been a part of because everyone wanted to be there. Because normally in classes, when you're assigned a group project, I was under the impression that when I got to college, everyone wanted to be there, but this is still really not the case. A lot of people really don't. They just feel like they need to get a degree. So a lot of people don't care about their group projects and their grades as much as some people do. But this class, we had to apply to be there. And so we all really wanted to be there. So everyone took a huge part upon themselves we each kind of, like Ashley said, she kind of took Northern Idaho. I was really interested in civilian life. Catherine was into the, what's it called?
Minidoka.
Thank you.
Minidoka. Okay, yeah.
That was Sophia Perry and Ashley French, students and authors of the book Images of America, Idaho and World War II, along with their professor, Alex Bollinger. You can pre-order their book for Kindle now. We'll have a link on our website. And thank you so much for joining us this week and today. Our producers are Samantha Wright. Our production assistant is Molly Wampler. Executive producers are Paul Stribling and Tom Michael. Have a question, comment, or idea for the show? Send us an email, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. We love hearing from you. I'm Frankie Barnhill, filling in for Gemma Gaudette, and Gemma will be back on Monday. You can hear today's program and previous interviews by subscribing to the Idaho Matters podcast. Have a good weekend.